and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today we're having a special topic and a special show all about online safety. That can apply to us, but mostly we're concerned about our kids. You can find me at brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and certainly please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. For this special show, we have four guests, including two co-hosts with me. That is Britt McCallion and Dabney Port, who are entrepreneurial moms with backgrounds in social work and business and life coaching. As the founders of Social Media Girlfriends, which they'll tell us about later, they are also social media influencers and innovators who are helping people embrace their power while making the world a better place. What better thing is there to do than make the world a better place? One of my sayings every week on Faith Sunday on my Facebook page. You can find Britt and Dabney on Facebook and LinkedIn and on Twitter. They are at Mama Britt and at Dabney Port. That's Dabneyporte. And Mama Britt is Mama, Britt. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, Dab and Britt.
Thank you.
Hi, Bruce.
I am so, so pleased to have you on our show. This is a highly important topic. You've each been guests on my show before for the women's room segments, and you were both marvelous. And it is a pleasure. I know that the two of you know this topic a lot better than I. I know issues on online safety as far as a layman and just observing, but certainly not the ins and outs. And that's why we're having this special show, because I think it's that important. How would you two like to begin?
Dabney, you want to go ahead and get started? And
you know, isn't it nice, Bruce? We are so respectful of each other. We just let each other, we don't want to talk over each other. First of all, thanks for having us back. And you know what? You were just the person that I wish that they had a love button on Facebook, because certainly like doesn't describe how fabulous you are.
Well, thank
I agree.
You. Thank
I'm
you.
Don't you agree,
that.
Brett?
Yeah. Can
you both say that again? I didn't hear it the first time.
We think you're amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank
you. Fabulous.
You're
thank
a good guy. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people out there that you know, you're not really quite sure, but you're just a nice guy all around. So we like you.
Whew, they don't know me very
well. And you know, Bruce, Britt and I, you know, our platform, if you call it a platform, what you are about and your brand, it's currently not parenting, but our background is very, very, both as moms, plus what we used to do in our past lives. You know, I did a lot of parenting skills training, working with parents, as did Britt. We both did clinical work. It might not be our platform, but parenting effectively, and especially when it comes to online safety, is certainly our passion. So we are so excited that you gave us your platform, because I love it, and you reach mom and dads. And I want everyone out there to know I love Dad Chat.
Thank you.
So,
well,
yeah,
speaking
it's not
of,
just for moms, but it's a great place where men are coming together.
Speaking
to talk
of Dad
about
Chat,
parenting.
The thing that's so interesting is this whole topic came about because in Dad Chat, which is the tweet chat I host every Thursday evening from 6 to 7, Dabney came one week and we were doing a kid photo contest. And we all, myself included, thought, oh, let's just put up the pictures of the kids. And Dabney had only been on my chat once or twice, and being the very bashful, shy, retiring sort she is, she basically said, stop, hello, we don't do this stuff, this is dangerous. And because it's live, I had a choice. I could either like just block Dabney and tell her to go away, which of course if I did, it wouldn't work anyway, or I could pay attention to some very smart advice on the fly. And we made the adjustments, and that made me realize, wow, even those of us that are a part of this Twitter world are not as sophisticated and aware of what dangers lay out there. And that's what inspired this chat and inspired both you and Britt coming on my show. So tell us some of the basic things we need to know as parents that this naive dad didn't know. Please.
Yeah.
You
want to
go, Britt?
Yeah, I'll go. I actually, you know, in my past life, so, you know, as entrepreneurs, we are evolutionary. So in my past life, I wrote a book called Secrets of the Safety Goddess, A Modern Safety Guide for Busy Parents.
Wait, stop on this past life thing.
She's a goddess.
I'm old enough,
Bruce?
To be your
Britt
I'm old
is a goddess.
Yeah, I'm old enough to be your father. This is the past life.
I move quickly, Bruce.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
It's rapid evolution over here. So anyway, I wrote this book, and in there's a chapter on internet safety, and it has changed so much since that book was written in 2008, and, you know, here we are a couple years later, and things have really changed. And back then, you know, Facebook was still pretty new and Twitter was still pretty new. But I think, like, you know, one of the most important things for parents to do is to be active in knowing what their kids are doing online and off. And so it's really important for your kids to know basically what the rules are, But
so
it's
all
also,
the parents really have to do those is buy a program, right?
No. And you know what, Bruce, I would like to say, like, if you were to buy Britt's book or a book similar or listen to the guests that we have today, that is educating yourself on good parenting.
Yeah.
This is a new topic, and I think the crux of this issue is parents need to step up and be responsible and know that social media is a whole new world where their children are exposed globally. So really, I think the whole thing is educate yourself. Understand it, and then, you know, to educate your children means to discipline means to educate. That's our job as parents. It is the most important thing we're doing. I think it was Jacqueline Kennedy said, Anassa said, if you fumble raising your children, really nothing else matters.
Yes, well said.
So this is a very important piece in today's, and unfortunately our generation with children right now, you have a teen, Britt and I both have tweens and teens. So the thing is it's new to most parents. We're very lucky that we're in the field, so it's easier for us because we do it every day. And we want to reach out to communities like yours where there might be people listening right now who really don't know. It's not so scary to learn. There are a lot of resources out there, and we're hoping to bring some to them today.
So what are the dangers? I'm lost. What are the dangers? So what? You know, they go online, they play around, they go to look at Mattel, and they go look at Toys R Us and play some video games. I don't see the problem.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I mean, I think it's really important for parents to realize that technology is so available to our kids, whether they're in school, whether it's their smartphone, whether it is, you know, what you think you're monitoring your kids on their computer. So, you know, I catch my kids on YouTube. YouTube has very inappropriate videos and things like that. And then my kids always want to make videos, and this is just one example. So they're putting themselves out there. So parents really need to be aware of what exactly their kids are doing, and you can do that by checking the browsing history. But you can, you know. And
Wait. Explain that.
Yeah. So if you have, let's say you're using Firefox or Internet Explorer, you can go and you can check in the history. There's a button up at the top in the navigation that tells you where exactly sites have been visited today, yesterday, and any day. So you can go and you can check, and you can click on every single one of the links and check where your kids have been.
Well, I think that's invasion of privacy. I think, you know, your 12-year-old should be able to have that privacy.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah, okay.
I think that if you want privacy, you tell your children to get a journal. Because the one thing you teach your children by educating yourself...
You mean a written journal.
Exactly.
Diary.
Because the one thing your children need to know and the parents need to know is there is no privacy on the Internet. And a big component of what Britt is talking about is making sure they're not being exposed to inappropriate information. Another big piece in this is making sure they're not exposing their location.
Excuse me, Dabney. Don't the privacy settings on Facebook completely protect them? And me?
That's what our really fabulous guest, Andrea, also known as Grandma Mary, she is so up to date on all of that. So she's going to give us the top things parents must do.
And if I delete something inappropriate, isn't it gone forever?
No. And more importantly, what I want to make sure we all understand as parents is when your child's Facebook page is open to public, they can also check into places. The mom and dad is on there. It says who their dog is. There's pictures of their friends. So even if your child's not on Facebook, and this happened to me, my daughter's picture was on Facebook, and then they were talking about how they were at McDonald's. The friend was checking in on a public page. So if you're a parent not keeping yourself educated and safe, and your child's allowed on Facebook younger than 13, which is against policy, whole issue, on Facebook at all, you're exposing my child to danger.
Wow, very interesting.
And so, you know, and geotagging, you know, where you can do on, like, Foursquare and on your phone and on your Facebook, most parents don't know what that word means. Most kids certainly don't know, so they accept the application. So you can go in there as a total stranger, a pedophile, and find out where that McDonald's is. Then you can walk into McDonald's and say, hey, your dog Rover was in an accident. Your dad Jim wanted me to pick you up because your mom Susan's at work at Mattel. You know, and I'm your coach Bruce's best friend from cheerleading. Come on, we got to go.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Okay, hang on, Deb. Hang on. We're going to come back after a minute. speaking of inappropriate, my producer has given me the finger that we're out of time for this segment. But you're going to have to explain Foursquare. What is that, a board game? App, what is that? I don't understand what that is. Geocaching, is that some new store I need to know about? I'd like a little more knowledge about this. We will be back with special guests Britt McCallion and Dabney Port on this very, very important subject of online safety after these brief messages. Bruce Allen, father of-